Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 3. Today is Saturday, October the 24th, 2015. I am your host, Stone, and joining me is my co-host, Lita. Lita, how are you doing today?
Hey, Stone. I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Doing pretty good. We talked a little bit in the pre-show kind of thing. I'm not feeling too well. My throat is all bleh, and
yeah.
And I was going to tell you had to do it on your own.
Yeah, I may have sworn at you. Did I swear at you? I think I may have, but maybe. Yeah, it's not going to happen. So you're here. So yay. So the dreaded laggy is not is not controlling you. That's at this gross moment. I know, but it's so funny. So yeah, which is good. So we're both back this week, but we wanted to make mention of something that's happening right now before we get too far going. So the 3rd annual running of the gnomes. Tell me about this.
This is run by the Looking for Roleplay podcast group. So Terwinkle, Tarkanis, and Dravi. I'm just actually, if you're watching this, I'm switching to my WoW stream so you can see all the folks that are here. And it's being held right now. They are supposed to be running at 8 o'clock, which is an hour from now. But if you see all the people, this is just crazy. And I'm kind of on a hill overlooking.
It's
nuts.
Yeah,
I mean this is awesome. Really good. So they are on the Scarlet Crusade US server, and they're, like I said, they're going to be running at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Basically what they're doing is that they are raising money for breast cancer research. You can find their websites at gnomerun2k15.tumblr.com or dravi.tumblr.com. So that's spelled D-R-A-V-V-I-E. And if you can find a lot more info, if you follow her on Twitter at Dravi, D-R-A-V-V-I-E. And don't make the mistake that I did. I mistakenly included Raven Dresden because that's who I know, and people call him Dravi every once in a while, and I started talking to him about this stuff, and he's probably like, Stone, what are you on? And
probably.
And the other folks, kindly said, hey, you should probably ask Dravi, like the real one. So... I'm just gonna quickly look around here. Just, you can see them all, and this is for a good cause too. So they're gonna try to raise money. Basically, I think they were trying to do something a little bit different this year, where they didn't want you to feel like you had to spend tons and tons of cash. You know, if you wanted to even donate like 10 cents, they are gonna take anything. They said basically like 10 cents per gnome, that kind of thing. You know. So anyways, go to those websites, have it a look-see, and give them some help if you can. If you can't, don't worry, just go and have fun with them. I know that the Gold Queen is on here too, and I'm waving to you, Gold Queen, wherever you are. She's in here somewhere. Let me switch back to
awesome.
There we go.
That's so exciting, and what a fantastic thing to be to be doing. So, you know, congratulations, guys, and I hope it all, I'm sure the run will be a fantastic time by everyone. So that's exciting. Now, the other thing that we have to mention before we go too far is our guest of this week is unfortunately could not be with us. So Fair couldn't make it for this episode. Some real life stuff unfortunately happens at the last minute, and she's unable to join us. But we'll be looking at getting her in the future, won't we, Stone?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think definitely. I think we might aim for one of our last episodes of the year. So,
yep.
Because, you know,
like, which will be exciting.
Yeah.
So I
really wanted to get her on because she's done a whole lot, and she's been there since pretty much day one. So it would have been good to get her on.
Yeah, and we will. So I hope everything's going well with her, and we look forward to having a chat with her in the future. But Stone, let's talk about us for a moment. What have you been up to in game?
Well, in game has been kind of affected by real life for me, and so I've been doing. So I have other stuff I do, and it's been taking up a little bit of my time. So in game Warcraft, not as much as episode 1 and 2, which is probably a good thing because I kind of took over stuff. But I got my hunter up to level 15, which I felt was very easy. And I rolled a new shaman to play on my Iron Man solo shows, which I did episode 23, and I got it up to level 13. This shaman, I had previously played it for my episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, and on episode 4, it's kind of funny, I went to Northern Barrens, and I was doing the Eagle Talon, or the Eagle Totem quest, where you have to run up the hill and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And there's centaur paths, right? And these guys... And they don't walk. They run. And they run faster than you. And on episode 4, I died because I walked right into a pat. And I killed one pat, and then another pat came. It was nuts. So re-rolled the shaman because I wanted to do one of each class, right? And so I'm redoing the shaman, and he, she, I can't remember, is up to level 13.
Nice.
My bigger thing that I'm very proud of, though, is, you know, it's not the classic Iron Man, but I finally got my Death Knight out of the noob zone. Well, it's very hard. Very, very hard. And I've done, I would say I've done 15 attempts, and I'd always die at like 56 or 57 because it's just, it's very hard at that point. Once you get to 57 and 58, I felt things were easier. You still need to watch out. There was a couple close calls, but now I am messing around in Winter Spring. I'm doing more just the quest XP because the mob kills is nothing. Like I in my notes here, I have like 10 points per kill, but quests give full XP if it's green. So I'm going to monkey around in there until I feel good enough to go into Hellfire.
What class, what race did you decide on the DK?
It was a goblin.
Okay. So
Horde. And I found that I did rely on the rocket that it comes with. It wasn't a make or break, but it definitely helped to throw a couple more points against things that are killing me.
Okay.
So I'm basically going to be doing the old world quests until I have enough gold for flying, because I do not want to be stuck on the ground when I go into Outland, that's for sure. Because with this character, this is the character that I got this really rare gray drop, and it's funny to say, but I don't want this one to die. If this one dies, I'm going to lose my crap. So... So the other thing is not really Iron Man related, but you know, I am very much a mounts guy, and if anybody knows me, I love to collect mounts, and I tend to go more for the ones that are from raids, that you know, ones that I can kill on my own. Mm-hmm. So basically I finally got Flame Talon from a list resort, and I mounted it, and it's a ground mount, but it's a bird.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's up with that? And so at first I thought, well, maybe it's because I'm in Firelands, so it's not going to let me fly around. I'm like, okay, fine. So I run outside and I mount up and I'm jumping. I'm not flying. I'm like, I'm hitting the space bar. I'm like, what's going on? Is it like a bug? Nope. This thing cannot fly. I was not happy. But anyways, I crossed that one off my list, and I'm still working on Dragon Soul, and it is sucking the soul out of me. It's just, I can't stand it. Just because when we raided it, when it was current,
yeah,
it was the same 8 bosses over and over and over again, and I swore I wouldn't ever go back there, and here I am again trying to kill these things, and... like, it wouldn't be too bad if they got rid of the Dragon Drake trash after the 4th boss, and when you're gonna go kill the big dragon guy, because you know how you have to kill 15 of the purple.
Oh yeah,
I can't, it's just, yeah, you know,
it's a pain in the neck.
Why exactly. Do they still have that? Yep. Just change it to like 5 or yeah. something. You know, it's not current. Just come on, let's go.
Yeah.
So, those are the last two of my raid mounts that I can do on my own. There's a couple that I can do in Mists, but I haven't really been aiming at those yet. I'm going to wait till the next expansion, then I'll go back into Mists and try those. But, honestly, other than that, we did some raiding, and we got up to Heroic Gorfine down, and...
Nice.
Yeah, and you know, it was good. We actually finally started getting our stuff together, and you know, it shows what you can do when you put your mind to things, right? And
yeah,
just kind of I don't know what the appropriate word is to keep my clean tag. So we'll just leave it like that. I was a little bit worried about the 6.23 announcements, because, and we'll go over that after. Because there's a mount in there too. So,
but yeah, don't talk to me about that one.
Well, hey man, you could pay for it. You could pay for a run, right?
Yeah, no.
I'm hoping I can get a hold of somebody at Limit, and maybe they can give me a run or two to get that mount. Anyway, so. Yep. That's it for me. What have you been up to this past like month? Because we haven't been talking for like a month.
I have got so much to tell. It's really? So exciting. Sweet. Yeah, sweet. I have done so much, but I'm really, excellent. So first off, I'll just do a run through of the challenge tune. So I've kind of expanded on my challenge tune family a little bit, because, you know, you just start off on one and then you go, oh, I think I might try another one. And yeah, it's becoming obsessive, which is great. I'm having a lot of fun with it. Welcome but aboard. First off, my hunter, so my orc hunter, hit level 47 last night. So I was doing candy buckets in Kalimdor, and she's over in Eastern Kingdoms now, ready to start doing candy buckets over there. But XP, hello, I was getting, once she hit 47, she was getting 3,000 XP.
Oh, really?
Per bucket. Yeah. Yes. So Tricky Treats is a bonus, because if I get enough, well, I might be able to get, you know, another pad. Yeah. I don't know how it's going to go, because there's only certain... I didn't go to every single zone in Kalimdor, because she's still little. And if I didn't have the flight path, I was not running myself down through, you know, Silithus or down to Oldham to even or even into Un'Goro to tempt, because I haven't got that far on them. So I was like, you know, I'll just go to the places that I've got a flight pass and I can pick up the tricky, you know, the candy buckets from there. So yeah, 47. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's just crazy. It's my highest level I've got. And
That's higher than me. Nice. Like,
well, my last one, when I did it originally back in, and I found the blog post from 2012 that I did my very first one. And I think my warlock was 36 when she died. So yeah, so this is definitely my highest one, which is very exciting. I'm like, oh my gosh, but I am being very careful.
Oh yeah.
Except when I make really dumb decisions and then I think, really, should I have done that? And then I thought, no. So it's really a huge learning curve and I'm really enjoying it. My human warlock is currently level 28, so she's another iron and she's over in Wetlands questing. Okay. Wetlands as Alliance, I forgot how fantastic that place is. I know, it's just, it has got this huge mecca of quests that, you know, that kind of give a fair range through those kind of levels. And there's some really good, like, grindy quests, you know, go kill so many of this and then come back and go kill that. So Wetlands has been a lot of fun, really, really enjoying that. My Bloodthirsty is my Night Elf Druid and she's level 24 and I've also got her into Wetlands and I'm killing the spiders and the slimes currently. Oh, yeah, okay. And I think the whelplings were a little bit too high, but I've got her down sort of towards the where you come in from Lochmoden. So it's not, you know, they're not too high. They're a little bit green, some are yellow, but she's not having too much problems at all killing them, which is good. So she's level 24. My undead monk that I started a little while ago, she's level 17. I've got her over in Silver Pine Forest, and I've been doing the whole quest line, you know, with Sylvanas through there, which I love.
She's like my favorite characters. And yes, when you get to go with her, I was like, oh my goodness.
When they brought that into the game, it was like, yeah, that was when I took my big warlock back, it was like, oh, hello, my queen. Yes, thank you. So that was a lot of fun. So yeah, really enjoying the monk, really, really enjoying the monk for doing the iron challenge on this. So seeing how I go with that. So they're all getting rested at the moment. My bloodthirsty, I've got a bloodthirsty human warlock. She's at level 14 and I've got her sitting over in Westfall. Again, I've made a lot of warlocks very early on because I thought knowing warlocks the way I know warlocks, they were going to be really a good idea for me.
It's too easy.
Yeah. Yeah, but having no spec kind of, yeah.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Yeah, that was a really hard lesson to learn. But anyway, I've not killed any of them off so far. So I'm kind of like, yep, I'll just gradually, slowly work on them. But I did make a Blood Elf Hunter that is up to level 13. And this was in tribute to Varishna from Controller WoW. And so I've got her now sitting in Ghostlands. So I haven't started much of the Ghostland questing, but I want to go through and do the Ghostlands and see how I go with that, because he has had... so many deaths in the Dead Sky.
I don't know why he doesn't roll a different class or a different race.
Because he's a blood elf, man. And he's a hunter. That's what he does. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, so I've got her over there. So she's been fun. Budoff's kind of fun. And the hunters, again, enjoying the hunters a lot. But I decided, and this is where I decided I had to make a bloodthirsty monk, which I made a Draenei. And because I was enjoying the monk so much on the iron, I thought, well, I'll try one on the bloodthirsty to see how that goes. So she's only level 5 at the moment, but and she's in Azure Watch, and that's been a lot of fun. Killing on a monk is well, really easy. Quite
you'd go
quite
in
good.
And kill,
yeah,
kill
and they got the roll. It's like roll.
Yeah.
So that's
do
been
they get
good.
Roll even though you don't pick a spec? Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You get
yeah,
roll.
Yeah,
just,
you get roll.
Hmm. So that helps if you've got to make a quick dash away, which has been good. And then I did make another pally this time. So I made another iron. So I've got an iron Tauren pally, and she's level 8 at the moment, sitting over in Mulgore, questing through. And again, I love Mulgore for questing, some of my favorite places. And I got to do the, you know, Feed Kyle quest, which I talked about on call last week. But that's one of those quests that just every time I go there, I don't care what character I'm on, I have to. If I've not done that quest, I have to do that quest because it just hits me in the feels every single time. But mostly, so that's on my challenge tune. So I've been, you know, just slowly working on them in between everything I do with my other stuff, which I'm not going to talk about all of that because if you want to listen to me talk much more about my stuff, you can listen to call. But I have been doing something that has most definitely taken up all my week, and that has been Hallow's End, because Hallow's End is my favorite. Well, okay, I won't say the favorite, only maybe by a little bit, but it's one of my very favorite world events. So I've managed to get all the new pets and all the toys except for one. I'm still waiting. So I've got all the new garrison stuff in my garrison for my warlock, and I'm having so much fun with it. And candy buckets, yes. I've been doing so many candy buckets. It's just fantastic, which has been great. So Hallow's End is still here, and I think it's still going for another week. So so lots of stuff to do. But, yeah, so that's what I've been up to. So how about we talk about some news in the world of Warcraft? So because it is my favorite thing to talk about, let's talk about Hallow's End. So it's already started, and it goes up until November 1st, yeah?
Yep. So I've gone over some of what we talked about last show and basically went over what was posted on Wowhead. And you know, I have a couple comments just making sure that we all know what you can and can't do. The candy buckets, easy XP. Go do it. Just go. Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you don't have the time to, I feel sorry for you, but if you can, go now because that's easy XP. Apple bobbing, it's okay to get the food because it gives you your health back and no buff. But the apples go away after November 1st, so you've got to use them now. The Wicker Man. It's okay to do the Wicker Man quest, but you must remove the XP rep buff that comes on.
Yep.
And
Grim Visage whatever it's called. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Grim Visage, and there's another one, Victory or something like that, too.
That one comes from doing the fires. Yep.
Yeah, and that gives you more of a strength buff and stat buff.
Yeah.
So if you get those, it's fine to do the quest itself to get the XP and the gold, but basically right click the buff off.
Treats. Which is what I did. I definitely did that. Yeah.
Oh, because it gives you lots of XP, right? So, sure. bring it, but just
get I mean, the XP was decent. I wouldn't say it was a lot, but the XP for Wicker Man wasn't too bad. But as soon as I got the buff, and I was in Undercity at the front there in the graveyard, and it was, I just right clicked it straight off and it went away, which was really good. And I mean, I did the same with the candy buckets when I got turned into something, even though you don't get a buff from it. I quickly took a screenshot of a couple because it was hilarious. But then I just clicked off the buff. So, you know, I was a ghoul and I was a human ghost for a while. And it's not like those things, they don't give you anything as in, you know, any sort of buff that will, you know, XP or rep or whatever. But I didn't feel comfortable running around with my hunter, my iron hunter, as that. So I just took quick screenshots and then I was like, okay, turn off the buff. Okay, let's go. Candy buff. So, yeah.
Well, the Wicker Man as well, like, you can either do your own or you can go and you can also douse the other one. For the love of God, don't douse the opponent's Wicker Man. It will flag you, and if you die, that's it. So I don't think it's worth it. If you can go on at a time of night where you know that there's nobody on, go for it.
Well, but the problem with Stormwind, if you're going for Horde, you know what the problem is? There is a Stormwind guard that is really close. Oh. And if you are low level and you go over and attempt to do that, I would say 99.9% you are going to die, because I've done it on low level toons. And I've been one shot, so yeah, I would say really don't do the PvP one at all. Yeah.
So the other stuff is the tricky treats and candy. Basically, you use the treats to buy pets and toys, but don't consume the candy, as it does give you a slight buff. Like, and it's very small. Like the tricky treat gives you a 5% speed buff. A 4% speed buff, but it's only 4%, but still, it's still a buff that you're getting from something you've eaten, and we don't allow it. And pets are okay to be purchased, but it doesn't mean that you can use them. So you can purchase them to fill out your regular pet collection and all that stuff, just you can't use them to level up your character. The Headless Horseman in town, that's when you defeat the Headless Horseman, that's when you get the victory buff, and that's a buff to your strength, agility, intelligence. The thing with that is that even if you right click it off, it will come back. You have to actually leave the town and then right click it off, and then it will stay off. So I think if you actually go back, it'll pop back on. So you know, if you when you leave, just have a mind to keep that off and just go click it.
And the other thing I was going to say about doing the fires in the towns is sometimes as a low level, you know how the Headless Horseman, he throws down, like, you know, something on the ground, and that can actually kill you.
Oh, really?
If you're low level and you're trying to do the fires, and if he picks you to be the one that he's going to attack.
Yeah,
I mean, I remember, you know, being killed as a low level by him, and I think that was last year. So yeah. So I'd say if you're gonna do it, just be really, really careful again, because if he attacks you and you die again as a challenge toon, that's it, you're done. So yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know you could die to that. I think I was hit, but. I only lost,
if you're high enough, you'll lose your
health. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You normally lose health, but if you're low enough, you could die. So yeah. Oh
my goodness.
Be wary.
So the other thing is the Headless Horseman dungeon. She's not allowed to. It's against the rules, so you can't go for your mount on that on your iron character or anything like that. The Hallowed Helm is a epic level or rare quality? I don't know. It's blue or purple?
Blue.
Okay, so it's blue. You can equip it. Normally, it would trigger a flag because it's blue. I've actually put in code to make an exception because there's no extra stats on it, nothing to give you a boost. So it's okay to put those on, just the same way as you're allowed to equip the store-bought cosmetic helms. Those are fine too. I've got code in there that it should not flag you. If it does, let me know, and I will have a look. But it definitely should not. All other quests should be good to go. Like, there's a chain of quests to go get a creepy crate. All those quests are fine.
Yep.
But that's pretty much it, I think. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's all exciting stuff. And as we said, that's going for another week, just over another week, I think.
Today's the 24th, right? So, eight more days.
Eight more days. Excellent. Lots of tricky treats. Guess what I'm going to be doing? Okay. All right. So let's talk about Blizzard did something they said they weren't going to do. And there's a new patch coming out. Patch 6.2.3. All right. I've not looked at it. So Stone, tell me what is going on.
Curious. What was it that they said that they weren't going to do again?
Well, they said that they weren't going to bring anything new out. Oh. They said that it was it. When 6.2 came out, it was like, that's it.
Technically, I was like, it's nothing really new.
Okay.
It's
tell
nothing,
me
it's,
about it. I haven't even looked.
So, to be honest, when you look at the whole thing, it's really about tweaking what we have right now. And we're not getting anything brand new. So there's no new raid tiers or anything like that. We're not running any new Hive Mans that are brand new. So the first thing is the Time Walking Dungeons. They're adding all of the Cataclysm ones, which is going to be interesting. And Pit of Saran, but not the other two ICC endgame ones, and Magister's Terrace.
Wow.
You know, for us as Iron Man, it doesn't matter because we don't go through it. But I just thought it was interesting that Pit of Saran was the only one included and not the other two Wrath ones. I mean, the first one I think would have been okay. That's where you run around in around the Dragon Temple there, and you go kill Sylvanas, and it's like end times or something. And then the third one is you're running through Ice Crown, and you're running away from the Lich King. But I always remember that being very hard to do, so maybe that's why they didn't want to add that in. But anyway, so, you know, for us as Iron Man, it doesn't matter. We can't do this stuff anyways. However, there's good news for mount collectors all time walking bosses will have a chance to drop a infinite Dragonflight mount or something like that. I would think it's going to be a little bit more common than a regular raid mount because it's all bosses have a chance. So every single boss you have is like that 1% chance. So, you know, you get more chances per week. And actually, I don't think there's any limit on it. So you can just keep going until it's over, right?
Mm.
They are enabling cross-realm mythic raiding, which is what they did at the end of Mists of Pandaria. But back then it was cross-realm heroic because that was the max.
Okay.
And it just really signifies to everyone that, you know, this expansion is truly over and they're basically open everything up to let people play around and all that stuff. I would expect that when Legion starts that they are going to disable Mythic Cross Realm again, like they did at Warlords. Valor is back for items. Again, it doesn't affect us because we can't equip the gear that needs to be boosted. So for raiders like that are doing other stuff like me, it helps a little bit. There is the moose mount. See, I'm a mount guy. I love those mooses.
You're a moose.
Yeah,
that's the show moose. Title.
You're a moose.
You're a moose.
basically, you can get the moose mount off of heroic or mythic Archimonde, and that is basically going to be driving me to get this heroic Archimonde down. And I don't care what it takes. It might be 2 weeks to go, and I might end up having to pay somebody to run me through, because I need to have this mount. And if somebody gets it over me that I know that collects mounts, I just might lose it. So so I need this mount.
Intense. Oh my god.
Yes. Mounts are, you know, it's a thing.
I thought they said that the moose mount was gonna be in store.
I don't remember hearing that. I kind of think because there was a mount that came out with Garrosh, and you had to beat the entire raid on heroic, mm-hmm. I think. No, on normal. Yep. And then you could get that Korkron War Wolf or what.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now, I kind of have a feeling that they may have forgotten to attach a mount to Archimonde, because it's been like they've been killed already, right? And nobody's gotten this mount and nobody's gotten anything. So I kind of feel like they're like, whoops,
adding it in.
Yeah, let's just make this as a reward. And I seriously hope that when 6/23 drops, anybody that's already killed Archimonde on heroic or higher, that they would still get credit for it and get them out. I would think so. I would doubt very high. I would be very surprised if Blizzard said, no, you have to run that again. I don't see that. But other than that, item quality basically increases in Mythic Dungeons, and Tenad doesn't affect us. But it's easier to gear up an alt if you want to gear it up and raid and PvP, I guess. And PvP Arena Season 3 starts relatively soon, and again, does not affect us, so...
Oh, okay.
You know, like, pretty much the whole patch, it's, you know, it's a mixed bag for me, because when new stuff comes out, I'm always worried it's gonna break something, so this patch does not look like it's gonna break anything for us, so we should just be able to carry on until Legion, and I'm sure that's gonna be a nightmare for me.
A challenge. It's going to be its own challenge. Yeah. Yes. Excellent. Well, that sounds kind of exciting, some of the stuff on that. New time walking dungeons is exciting for me anyway. So,
Cataclysm ones. I remember when those came out, everybody complained because they were hard. Yeah. And I think it's going to be the same thing.
But I'm happy about Magister's Terrace. I had a lot of fun in Magister's Terrace back in the day, so I'm kind of excited to get back there with the group of guys I play with, so that'll be fantastic. And when are they saying that's dropping?
I don't think I've gotten a date.
Yes. Okay.
I don't think I've heard any date.
So soon, TM.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, there's something happening in like 2 weeks' time. It's crazy. Let me think. Something big, something I can't get to anyway. Yeah, no, must be nothing. Sorry, skip this. Nothing's going
on. All right. So I'm going to be taking a flight to nowhere, apparently, and meeting up with people are also going there for no reason. But
sounds exciting.
It's going to be fun. BlizzCon is like basically 2 weeks away. Like for me, it's actually less than 2 weeks because I'm flying out on a Tuesday. So it's running, it is basically officially on November 7th and 8th. So I'll be there on the Tuesday, like after lunchish. I will definitely be at the Con Before the Storm party and the Well Played party. Pretty much, if you want to meet, I would love to take pictures with everybody that does Iron Man stuff, and I'd like to post them up on our website if you would like that. And what I would like to do is get as many people as we could together to post Iron Man, to have a big Iron Man shot. I don't know how many people actually play the Iron Man Challenge that are actually going to go, so I don't know, but that would be so cool to be like, you know, we all are Irons, right? So... I've heard that there are a couple of people on Twitter, basically, if you want to meet with me, like while I'm there, I would say follow me on Twitter and send me a message, and we'll meet. I mean, that's pretty much going to be the easiest way. I will have my phone with me at all times. So, but I'm also I haven't really arranged it yet, Lita, but I'm kind of thinking of surprising people, other podcasters, with asking them how they do the Ironman challenge and all that stuff. So, we'll see how that goes.
Excellent. Oh, that sounds exciting. I'm very jealous. Sounds like you'll have a fantastic time. I would love to be there, but my brother's getting married on BlizzCon weekend.
So
yeah,
you're
which
telling me that if I won $50 million and I said I would pay for you to come to
I'd
BlizzCon,
be like, brother, what brother? Stone is my brother. No, it will be good. I'll have my iPad and I'll have my virtual ticket. So okay. It's just, I may not get to see much, but anyone who's going, have an absolutely fantastic time. And you, Stone, have a wonderful time too. And I can't wait to hear all the shenanigans when when we get together in November. Okay, all right, well, let's go on to some site news. So we've got some minor rules update. Warlords, Dungeons, and Raids. So what's this about?
Yeah, it's just basically Rule 5A. I just added, I just basically clarified that, yes, you are not, sorry, no, you're not allowed to run Warlords, Dungeons, or Raid bosses because, you know, we say you're not, can't do TBC, can't do Wrath, can't do Mist, can't do Cataclysm, but we didn't put Warlords on there. Mm-hmm. I missed that, but that's the rule. It's just, you just can't do it. So it's just more of a technicality, I guess. So yep. I just updated that.
Yeah.
And the rule. Oh yeah. And there's some people asking why we split the rules out and why we say you can't do a dungeon and why we can't do the bosses. It's because of how Blizzard decided to split those up. When I pull the info back, you can only look at certain things, and for some of the raids and stuff like that, you can only look at bosses, and some of the five mans, you can only look at bosses, and some of the five mans, you can only look at the entire thing. So, more or less, you know what, just stay clear. If you got to turn in a quest, you know, you can go in and turn in a quest. If you want to go in and tame a pet, you are allowed to tame a pet, just get out after, and that's pretty much it, so.
Okay, all right, excellent. Now, there is also a Crusade leveling contest, so tell me about that.
So, the GM of the Crusade Guild they're basically running a contest on Kilrog between October 18th and January 1st. And they're basically offering gold to whoever. So it doesn't matter who wins, but they're running it for 2 months, and they're paying gold to their guild members based on how far they can go without dying. And, for instance, if I'm looking at here, if you get between level 46 and 50 by the end of the contest, you get 20,000 gold. Like, that's crazy. I know. So,
oh my gosh,
now here's awesome. The thing is that this contest itself is only open to members of that guild, and they're not going to accept just anybody joining because they heard about this. I did want to bring it up because if you want to run a challenge that you want to leave it wide open, or if you want to run a challenge for your guild, let me know, and I will create a tracker just for your guild. You just need to tell me the realm and the guild name, and I'll create a little page. And you can track your own people without having to click through and sort and search and all that stuff. I would be more than happy to do that. I did helped to sponsor the contest back in June, and that went fairly well. I'm looking at the contest here for the Crusade one, and it doesn't look like anybody signed up, so I'll go talk with them, see what's going on. But they're running that from October 18th to January 1st, so they've got like 2.5 months. But anyways,
okay, what a cool challenge.
If you want to do that for your guild, please come to me and I'll create
let us know.
Yeah, definitely.
That's exciting. And you know what? How cool is it that a guild's getting behind doing a challenge like that? That's really something that's very special. So good on them.
Well, it's kind of times like this when things are slow that a lot of people start to do the Iron Man, and you know, guilds are looking for new things to do, and they've been running the same things over and over again. And you know, this is a good thing to do. I'm sure you can't level as a group, but you can still make it a competition in your guild, right?
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Awesome. Okay, now there's an add-on in development. So tell me, what's going on with that?
So we've had questions about this before, and this is not new. Basically, when we knew that we wanted to get one done, and we should have something done by BlizzCon, but it's going to be really rough. And to be perfectly honest with you, because I'm very, I like to throw things out there and let you guys deal with it kind of thing, you know, I need it to work a certain way. So I need it to run as good as I want it to run, and if I don't think it's good enough, I won't release it, I guess. I would also, I played around with it a little bit last night and this morning, when I woke up, so I guess this afternoon, because I woke up after 1 o'clock. So I played around with it, and I've got like I've got how it looks. I just need to monkey around some more with Lua. I hate Lua so much. But just so that you know, when we release the add-on, you will definitely know. I would be cautious about anything else that gets released. You have to trust them, and that's up to you. So
okay.
We will definitely let you know when we are ready to release, that's for sure.
Excellent. Alrighty. Now, Iron Man Light, what's this about?
Okay, so the Iron Man Light really came out from back in April, May, June, you know, when podcasters were beginning to do the Iron Man again and all that stuff. You know, there's a lot of, you know, like a lot of people saying, well, you can't do groups and can't do this and can't do who that. And there's some people saying it's too hard. Yes, it's too hard, but for a reason, because I basically equate Iron Man to Mythic level rating. It's very hard, and that's what it's supposed to be. However, I definitely see that there's room for like an intro Iron Man kind of thing. Now, there's different ways to do it. There's some people say, well, why don't you just allow greens, or why don't you do one that's only specs, and why don't you do this and why don't you do that? So we could have 4 or 5 different Iron Man lights, but honestly, that would be very, very confusing. So what it's looking at is that right now we're in testing for an Iron Man light version where we're doing a test, one with specs and one with green gear allowed. And whichever one of the two we feel is good, we may actually combine them. So I will say though that the Iron Man Light will not appear on the main page of our website. I honestly don't feel like I would want it to get a lot of attention over the Iron Man. I would want it to be, hey, if you know of the Iron Man, you will find a link there, but you won't see a list of who made it to level one, to level two, to max, right? Just because I really want it to be used more as a trial thing versus this is the main thing, because it's not.
Okay.
So
yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's, I mean, that sounds exciting that there's testing for it. So that sounds very cool. Now, I noticed some people are asking about this. So the FAQ.
So I definitely, I got this whipped up in about a week ago. Because mm-hmm. it just seemed, all of a sudden, I was getting a bunch of questions and was pretty much the same thing. And I honestly feel like our rules are pretty clear. If there's nothing that's not, I mean, if there's anything that's not clear, obviously you can ask, and that's fine. If there's things that you think could be spelled out a little bit better, let me know. But we definitely need an FAQ, because there's some things that, you know, are not really covered by our rules. But we have, I have a list of a good 12 or 13 things that will be available very soon. I've got it posted up on the forums right now. And if anybody has any questions that are not covered in those, let me know or post it there, and I will add it to the list
of
questions. Sorry. Excuse me.
Okay. Thanks for that. Alrighty. Okay. Well, that sounds very cool. Now, Challenger updates. What have we got? Okay.
So we are at... Oh, I even forgot to check the stats. Yeah. Wow. Okay. We are at, since the last month, we are now at 3,800 people have tried the challenge. Now, these are people that are alive now, or dead, or deleted. These are per character, may not be people, but 3,800, that's...
Wow.
That's amazeballs. Awesome. It's crazy. Yeah. I never thought it would be that high, that's for sure, and it keeps going higher and higher. Will eventually be doing a purge on characters that get listed that are obviously failed the challenge, and they're just using them as a regular character. So I usually purge those ones once every while. I did a purge back in, I'm going to say July, but I didn't actually even have to purge that many. we are at, so let me go through the, I want to give some grats to the people that hit level 60 as an Iron Man. Okay. Wow, this is a list here. And Irian, level 72, Azilun, you almost got me saying it the way you do. I don't say his name that. His name is Azilun, UUN. Anyways, level 71, Cream Taste, level 60, Druidster, level 79, Espresso Cats, level 63, Filoni, level 62, Fair Karen, level 63, that's going to be Fairs. Fairiona is level 91, that's also Fairs. Headstone, level 60, that's mine.
That's you. Awesome.
Iron Flash, level 61. Jernman, level 75. Now, I don't know if this is the same Jernman just rolling on a different realm that went from 1 to 100, or if this is like somebody else, because Jernman is Iron Man in German, Dutch, or something like that. So it could be somebody else. A person by the name K-E. Level 65. Mm-hmm. Nelfster, 67. Petless, 76. Now that's a hunter that's leveling without a pet. That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Okay, cool.
Pretty neat.
That's cool.
Radsvid, level 65. 63. Okay, the character's name is 63. And the character is level 72. Demnox is level 81. And Suak is level 64. For the Bloodthirsty, we put the threshold at level 20. We have Aniris, level 25. Ash Mortal, level 27. Beaten, level 20. Blood Lita, I don't know who that is.
Yay!
Level 24.
Don't know. Yeah.
Deidre Van Blood is level 66. Ferul is 38. Ferust is 48. I am Iron Girl. Yay, 24. Nice. Iron Agent is 25. Iron Dude Man is 63. Iron Grinder K is 56. Jernissa is level 21. Moto Hayaku. Moto Hayaku. Level 4, level 43. Sarayax is level 27. For the pacifist, we also put it a threshold of level 20. We have Feralion, level 42. Holy Grump, level 34. Myra. I think it's Myra. Level 62. She does the... she writes about her...
leveling. That's right.
She's actually helping us test out the Iron Man Light as well.
Oh, nice. Yep.
No Harm is level 44. Patuli is level 41. I like saying that, Patuli.
That's cute.
Patu. Tenerit is level 43. Now, we're going to go over the people that have unfortunately died. You know, I feel bad for you, but, you know, keep at it. So for Iron Man's, it's level 60 again is the threshold. Amralime was level 62. Ash Hunter, which we had Ash on last time, level 70. Azilun is level 77. Brittle Sneak died at 64. Ionosa at 63. Iron Cooper at 69. These are so high. Iron Zonk, level 72. Tie Iron, level 65. Wow. For the Bloodthirsties that have died, again, level 20 is the threshold. Bloodthirst, level 29. Bloody Palm died at 21. Fufika died at level 27.
cool,
Iron
man.
Shammy died at level 32. Iron Wookie died at level 2. No, there's some. I guess I mistyped it. Iron Wookie died. Sorry, buddy. Kunik died at level 27, and Tetsu Girl died at level 26. And for the pacifist deaths, we have Blue Grump, level 39. Oh, I can't even make it past level 2, so it drives me insane. Challenge, I can't do it. Kendross at level 28, Lily Pax at level 20, Makaya at level 25, Monk Grump, I would assume is related to Blue Grump, died at level 25. Narytheron.
Sounds good.
Sure. Level 20. Saranella, level 49. Oh, Slim at level 20. And look at this one. Trildine, level 68.
Wow. Ouch.
Commiserations,
guys.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
I don't know what I would do if I would get that high. Yeah.
68 on a pacifist. Wow. That's amazing. But big congratulations to everyone that's still going. That's awesome. Okay. Well, let's get on to some emails and some social media stuff. So this is where you can ask us anything. So questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or warn everyone about potential disastrous areas, quests, something, stuff like that. So you can write in, and we'll give you the information shortly where you can write in if you would like to send us some information. Would be good. But our first one is an email from Alessandra, and she writes, would it be, I know, I said it wrong. Sorry, Ali, I said it wrong again. I like rolling my tongue. would it be possible to make a challenge based on the next expansion where you level only by killing demons, warlocks, and undead that are created by the Lich King, as his magic is originally demonic in origin? Probably too restrictive under the current rules, but I know there is a list of your most killed creatures, so it might be possible to have some degree of oversight. It might be an Iron Man normal, in brackets, achievement where the existing Iron Man could be considered heroic or mythic to give a player practice with slightly less restrictions. A Nessing Wary version of Iron Man Light could also be done by killing only animals as well as completing all the Nessing Wary quest lines. Or there could be an Iron Man just as it is, but in three levels of difficulty, so that people won't give up after too many failures and learn the necessary skills with less pressure. Alessandra. So, I mean, very, very interesting ideas.
Yeah. I actually spent about an hour thinking about it and going over what we see in the back end. And it does show what your most killed mob is.
Yeah.
But because I'm a stickler and I'm not a stickler, I guess. What do you want to call it? I'm very skeptical. And not skeptical, but I want to make sure that the people that are participating are actually doing the challenge that we wanted, which is, you know, for instance, we wanted to do a gold making challenge, but there's no way to really prove that you're not cheating, so we can't do that. So basically, yeah. You know, the only thing that would give me pause here is somebody could go and kill other stuff, and then by the end they decide to start going nuts on all the demons and stuff. And then it shows that you're good, right? So it was definitely something interesting to think about, because and it makes me think about what could we do for the next expansion. For the nesting worry thing, I mean, it's the same kind of thing where you only kill animals, but you could have killed all this other stuff, and then you go in and bump up your up your animal kill count. For the Iron Man 3 levels, this is why we're doing the Iron Man Light. We didn't want to do it like normal, heroic, or mythic, that kind of thing. We wanted to be Iron Man, this is it, and then Iron Man Light, where if you want to try it and get a feel for it, because from what I understand, the Iron Man Light from testing so far is, it's not as easy as you may think. So it's all still a little bit hard.
Challenging.
And I, you know, but still, I'm just thinking back of the whole killing single mob thing. I'm not sure we could do it. Like we could do it. Just, you know, I just go look at that one stat. But if there was a way for Blizzard to open that up for me to say, to show all of the mobs and how many you killed of each one, then I would be able to do that pretty easy, because I'd basically weighed it, right? Like saying, you know, you can only have the rest of your kills be like 10% of your total kill count, and then you're good to go. Actually, you know what? I wonder if, you know, if you see the number of the highest level mobs that you killed, and I think you do see the number, and then you see your total mobs killed, you might still be actually to get a percentage out of that. So it might be, it might be doable as just like a Legion launch thing, you know?
But is it mobs as in the type of mobs? So if you go, so whether it's like humanoids or beasts or like that kind of thing. So you could be running around killing everything, but if you slightly do a bit more of beasts, then the beasts
start to edge would, up.
And then
you get flagged.
So. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Gotcha. But all it's right. Definitely something
to think about.
Interesting.
And I like emails like this where it makes us kind of think about, oh, what else could we do?
No, they're great suggestions. So thank you, Ali, for that. They're fantastic. Okay, so number two.
I got this from Twitter, and I want you guys all to sit down, because this is the tip that you're going to use from here on out. Okay? Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So this is from Wingy. You can find him on Twitter at Wing the Quick. Wow.
Yes.
And his tip was, don't die.
Okay. That's right. It's a very important tip.
Just don't die.
Yes. And we also use that in our little guilds that we created for our challenge tunes. That is the guild message of the day.
Oh, really?
That he has, die. Yeah, he has set on all of them. Don't die. It's like, yep, okay, thanks. I kind of know that. Awesome. So thank you, Wingy. Very, very important tip there to know. Okay, so we got another email. So this is from Zoitz from Wimecast Gaming. And he writes, "Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm currently doing the Iron Man Challenge, but have one question about one of the rules. It says your killing blow / total kills must be above 50% or you will be yellow flagged. I was curious why this is. A killing blow percentage doesn't seem to make much sense for this as you're using the most basic gear and abilities. To me, a kill is a kill, regardless of the numbers. Hope you can clarify this for me. Thanks, and I enjoy the show. Keep up the good work."
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Basically, this rule was put in before my time, and what it was done for was to add a check to make sure people were not getting help. So
yeah.
Getting the killing blow, like if your killing blow percentage is 50% or less of your total kills, it pretty much means that you're either getting an NPC to kill things for you, or you could potentially be getting somebody else to kill things for you. And that's all that it really was. It was also another check to make sure people were not going into five mans, because usually in five mans you may not be getting all of the blow, killing blows, right? So that's all that was for. We've had to tweak it because of the bloodthirsty and all that stuff, and we do things a little bit different there. But that's all that it was back in the day, before my time.
So,
it was just check.
Basically, when they had Realm Firsts, there was a lot of people that would group up, or not necessarily group up, but would get their friends to help them, and they would go out and round up the mobs for this person, who would then basically tag them, but everyone would help get the mobs down. So then that person, you know, was getting all the XP, etc. And that was a lot of the reasons why people were getting the realm first, you know, back in the day before they removed them. So that's right. And I mean, it was a viable thing back then, but this is one of the instances why obviously it was brought in, because it was a doable thing that someone might have thought, oh, well, I'll just get my friends to come help me and I'll tag them, but I'll get them to actually kill them. So if they're not getting the killing blow, then that means that, you know, I mean, the whole thing about doing a challenge is basically a challenge is you doing, you know, it's a solo thing, isn't it? Like when I'm doing this is me doing my iron tune. And interesting. Yeah. It's interesting to find these things out. So thank you, Zorts, for the email. It was a really good question.
So the next one that we have is also from Twitter, from @LilandWow. Basically, this person sent me three tweets. First one is more interviews with tunes who reached Iron Man, like in the last episode. That is something that we strive to do. We want to get a guest on every week, and for the most part I'm targeting the folks that have reached max, but in some cases that can't happen, and in this week we were going to get Fair on, but she couldn't make it at the last minute. But that's our goal, is to get other Iron Men on that have reached it. The other tweet that Liland Wow sent was a walkthrough and clarifications of rules for each challenge. Not all is clear when reading the rules on our website. So basically, I don't know if I would want to go over the rules of the challenge every episode, right? Because I think that would get old pretty quickly. If there are rules that you don't know, by all means ask, and I will help you out as much as I can. You can even post them on the forums. People there are really nice and help out a
helpful.
Lot.
Yeah.
And they've been there. They were there to keep things up when things were looking pretty grim. So
yep.
They've been around for a lot longer than me, and they have a lot more experience than me. But if there's rules that are not clear, definitely tell me which ones you're not really clear on. Maybe I can change the wording on it. And hopefully the FAQ, when it gets released, will be helpful for you. The other tweet that he sent, sorry, I'm getting, my throat is starting to go again. Profile of the month featuring an aspiring Iron Man. I wouldn't mind doing that. It's just really we're held at the mercy of people sending us stuff. If you want to send us something about what you ran this last month, we will read it at this part. Absolutely. If you want to send us like an audio clip, make it less than 5 minutes long, and have a look at
we'll
play it. We do have some submission guidelines, you know, like just like no swearing and stuff like that. But have a look, and if you want to send us stuff, I am more than happy to read what you guys want to send. Sure.
Exactly. So, yeah, well, we look forward to hearing what's going to come forth from that. So, very exciting. Okay, another email. Wow, guys, you've given us lots of stuff this month. It's fantastic. Now, this email is titled, I Hate Potions. Hey, guys, I am doing the Iron Man Challenge. I just got myself red flagged. Oh, sad face. Accidentally, of course. I just received a health potion off a mob, so I quickly went to delete it. But as I did, I consumed it. Obviously, I don't really consider it as being red flagged because it was a simple accidental click of a button, and I'll continue to do the Iron Man challenge as I'm almost level 27 and really enjoying it. However, I don't suppose there is a way of getting myself unred flagged. This is from Iron Slatu from Dathramar, US. Wow, that's a really crappy way to get red. The accidental totally could, you know,
I did it. Oh, I was only like level 12 or 13 and I hit the healing potion and I leveled up a couple more levels and then I went to the website and I'm like, I'm red flag. I'm like, oh, for crying out loud. Right. And so there's no way to remove the red flag. but if you do want to continue leveling on that, and if that's the only red flag ding against you, there's a person that Gray Archer hit level 100 and at the end used pet battles and received a yellow flag, but they still leveled up and they still hit max. So if you have only drank one healing potion and you get red flag, but you still hit max level, it's still going to say one potion or something like that. So you could still go for it. I mean, for me, because I would probably not because I hate seeing the red flag myself. But I feel for you for sure because I've done that. I've done it. I've literally done that myself. It feels horrible.
Yeah. I always panic when I go to sell, you know, when I pick one up And I'm like, don't touch it. Yeah, keep the mouse absolutely away from. Yeah. And I make sure I vendor it as soon as I get to, you know, get somewhere that I can vendor it. But it must be a horrible feeling. I have hopefully won't get to do that. So yeah. So good luck anyway. And hopefully, you know, it's a good challenge to be having a go at. So I guess it's up to you whether you end up re-rolling or you're just going to keep going. So let us know what happens from, you know, for now. Now we've got a late question that I'm throwing in to you, Stone. So this was from Facebook. Do you want me to read it so you can think about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So this one just came in from Facebook earlier, and I thought it was interesting because I'm a pet battling type of person, so it piqued my interest. So it says, this is from Gregory on Facebook, looking all over for a clarification on pet battles for regular Ironman challenge. The site says no more than 9 battles, but don't get the cat fight achievement or you're flagged. We are safe to do a few starter pet battle quests, up to 9 battles, then yes, ? So what does he mean by the cat fight achievement?
So the cat fight achievement you get when you've gotten 10 pet battles.
Okay, fine.
There is a problem with that achievement, though, is that it's account wide.
Oh, that's where I get the 50, when I get the 50 quest achievement. That's
that kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So cat fight is 10 pet battles. We originally thought that it was character only, or you could tell if it was character only. However, from what we could see, it's account wide. So yes, you can do up to 9 battles, but the reason why the 9 battles is there is because if you're in the process of leveling up and you see a rare pet, you can go and do it. it wasn't really meant as a, hey, you can go do 9, do your 9, and then that's it. It was a, mm-hmm. You probably shouldn't do pet battling, but then we'll give you a few if you see a rare pet, because I completely understand. It's like, oh my God, I want to get that rare pet. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
We are waiting for I'm waiting for Blizzard. I made the request and it's been filed to publish or to make public these stats on pet battles and make it character make it character only if you have the little check mark done, so that we can see better if you've done 10 or more, and if you've done 10 or more, we're gonna flag you.
Alrighty. No worries. Okay. Well, and there was a comment from the chat room from Zaya, said, done all the candy buckets I could reach on Zaya Lock and we'll go to Badlands soon.
Yeah,
so that's awesome. That's very exciting. So good luck, Zaya, with that. That's great.
So I think that's it.
That's it. Wow. Yeah. We've done well.
We're doing good because we didn't have the guests and, you know, so it cuts down on time, but then we lose out on the guests and it's like,
yeah,
you know, so, our next show is Saturday, November the 21st at 7 PM Stone time. So that's Eastern, and Sunday, November the 22nd at 10 AM Lita time. And that is daylight savings for Queensland, because they don't change time zones. So if you're in Australian EST, it might still be 9 o'clock. If you're in Queensland, I guess it's 10 o'clock. So
well, I don't change. You know, wait a minute, I don't change. Everybody else changes.
Right, right. Like, so your time doesn't change.
Yeah,
but everyone else does, right? So
else does. Hence why then my time changed.
So it's, your time will be 9. Wait, anyways, it's confusing.
Look, we'll be here. Just turn up and someone will be here, whichever.
Sorry, no, I know, I can't talk.
Right, okay, I'll talk. So next, you're right, do you want to, like, stop rolling around on the floor?
Wow,
Honestly, it's hard to get good help.
BlizzCon. So the next episode will have BlizzCon news. So I'm like, again, I'm hoping to take some pictures and photos and maybe even record some stuff from you guys if I meet with you, and record some stuff from other podcasters about BlizzCon. And we'll be talking about Pilgrim's Bounty. And Rogue Slayer will be joining us as well.
Yes. Yes, we'll be having a little BlizzCon wrap-up party, I think, which will be exciting. So what we'll do is the contact information for the show. You can email us at podcast@wowchallenges.com. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/wowchallenges. Check out the show on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. And that's the number one. And remember to come catch us live at connectcast.tv/stone.
You can reach me on Twitter is probably the best way to do it. at WowChallenges. You can also find me. I am going to be co-hosting with my friend Richter from the Richter Scale podcast, as well as a lovely lady named Luth Viana, a nice new podcast called Azeroth Uncultured. Basically, we're aiming at discussing all the stuff in World of Warcraft that revolves around pop culture and all that stuff. Our first show is actually coming up. It will be on twitch.tv/AzerothUC. This coming Friday, October the 30th at 1 p.m. Eastern. So it's, you know, but I'm sure, like, you'll be able to find us on YouTube and all that stuff. And you can follow us on Twitter at AzerothUC.
Excellent. And I just followed you. There we go. Because that's exciting. I'm excited by that. That's fantastic. Okay. And if you want to find me, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta Wow, that's LETAWOW. And you can listen to me on other shows, which is Behind the Avatar, Control Alt Wow, Cops on Radio, and Geektopia podcast. So we have to also say huge thank you again to Markonen for our intro, because it is amazing.
I
and we get love
enough
it.
Of it. I every time I hear it, it's just. It's awesome. Anyway, it is
awesome. We do love it, and we love Markonen so much. But if you want to contact him and want some work done, or just want to talk to him, he's on Twitter at Markonen Wow, and he is also a co-host of Torrent Think Tank with Jules. So check them out. And that's it.
I think that's it.
I think we're done. We're good. Hey, chat room. Hey, Richter's turned up. He said much love for the Iron Man crew. Richter's so, wait. Yeah. So, thank you. And that's a show. I think we're done. Yeah, we're done. Right. Awesome. Thank you, chat room.
All right.
Excellent.
I'm going to go. I'll see you guys next time. So, in another 4 weeks, and we'll do some BlizzCon stuff. And again, if you're at BlizzCon, reach out to me on Twitter. I will absolutely and come find me. I will be wearing this shirt, which is actually this logo. I know you can't
see it
on the podcast. I've got a great big logo of it on my back and the Wow hat too. So
nice.
By all means, come up, give me a handshake, and say hey, what's going on? And I'll we'll chat. Other than that,
drink.
I'll be drinking, so yeah. And if you don't drink, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just no pressure. Just hey, that's it.
Go say hi.
Okay, yeah.
That's come it.
Say hi.
Okay. Right.
See you later.
Have fun.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2015. WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.